Tonight's game is being brought to you by these Clark County sponsors, and they include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia, and Edina, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal weekly newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with branches in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, the Media weekly newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank of Wyoconda, Cahokia, and Canton. And now let's take you back down to Cahokia, Missouri for the boys game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School just in time for the lights to go out. As we'll talk away through, the Clark County Indian will be coming out anytime. And you'll know when he comes out because you'll hear a big roar. As here he comes right now, I think. Yes, it will. There is the Clark County Indian. Well, he didn't get the roar that I thought he would get as he trots around and high-fives some of the kids in the front row. Now the student section catches all of those. Now he'll come out in the center circle, and he'll start his war dance. Well, again, not the reception I would have thought. No, he's going to point, I think. Yeah, he points at the Kirksville side as a gem. Now here's the roar. Here it comes on my side. That's what most of Clark County people are. As he's doing his dance. And now we're going to have the starting lineups. Gage Winters. The next one should be Carter Briscoe. Carter Briscoe's here it is. Well, hopefully, I think it's Jonathan Chan, the next one. Yep, that's who it is. Next. So Collins on Hunsack is who it is. Last night he was wearing 23. His number in the program is 32. So we'll see what he's got tonight. Grayson Daniels. That Grayson Daniels is the fifth player to come out. So wait for Collins Hunsack. He's the one I'm anxious to see what number he's wearing tonight. 23. So, Collins Hunsack. Colin Hunziker is 23. Okay. As for Kirksville, it's going to be Isaac Danielson, Drew Chrisman, Keaton Anderson, Nick Fortney, and Camden Dempsey. They come with a record of 3-0, coached by Tyler Martin, Dennis Demp, coaches the Indians at 3-2. So it's going to be Camden Dempsey to jump center against Carter Briscoe, and it was controlled by Drew Chrisman. So Kirksville with the basketball to start off the boys' game. Chrisman across the timeline. And they're going to have to figure out the numbers as Camden Dempster gets it inside, down the line. Turn around, five-footer, no good. And off the rebound is Bryson Daniels. Gives it to Gage Winters. Now to Shin on the right wing. Out pops Carter Briscoe, top of the key, gives it to Hunziker at the top of the key. Hunziker tried to bounce pass, stole it away, and ahead it goes. Shot's put up, and it's good. That was Keaton Anderson. So Anderson picks up his first 2 points. It's 2-0. Kirksville's the lead. Hunziker will try a three off the left wing. No good, and off the rebound, Drew Chrisman. Chrisman will bring it across the timeline. Chrisman kicks it to Anderson. Anderson at the free throw line. Back to Chrisman for three. In and out. No good. And rebound tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Kirksville. Kirksville, black jerseys with orange numerals just outlined on the black. So it's going to be tough for me to catch up for just a little bit. Here comes Gage Winters down in the right corner. Out pops Daniels at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Briscoe on the right wing. Briscoe gives the Hunziker between the two circles. Now Gage Winters to Briscoe. Three-pointer out of the right corner, no good. And Fortney comes off with the rebound. Gives it to Chrisman. Chrisman takes it down to the dotted line, throws up the shot, tried to draw the foul, didn't get it. And out with it comes Gage Winters to Hunziker. 10-footer on the way, no good. And the rebound comes off to Anderson. As now we have a whistle and a travel. And on the travel, Isaac Danielson. So the Clark County basketball pressure by Kirksville. Inbounds pass comes to Hunziker. The Gage Winters. The whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Drew Chrisman. So Chrisman picks up the foul. That's his first. So Hunziker will inbound on the near sideline. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Daniels. Duke back to Hunziker on the left wing. Now Carter Briscoe. The left block. Puts up the shot and walks with it. Made a pretty good move. Pretty good drop step, but he drugged the pivot foot. So Kirksville leading 2-0 with the basketball as Chrisman across the timeline. Gives it to Anderson on the right wing. Anderson, a bad pass all the way by Hunziker. Takes it to the hoop, lays it off. Glass got it. Hunziker with two, and we're tied at two. Chrisman across the timeline in a hurry. Takes it to the right wing, to the right baseline. Kicks it inside to Dempsey. Gets it back to Anderson. Anderson underneath the basket puts it, missed the shot, and the rebound comes off to Camden Dempsey. Dempsey put it back up and in. He has two. Gage Winters. We give the ball to Hunziker at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Daniels on the right wing. Now he dribbles the free throw line. Bad pass. Stolen away by Chrisman. Or Anderson now gets it to Chrisman. Puts up the shot. No good. Dempsey saves it inbounds. Put up by Chrisman again. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out of the left wing for three. No good. And still, Chrisman puts it back up and in. As Drew Chrisman has two, and I think Kirksville took a timeout, or Dennis Stamp, one of the two. 4:42 left to play in the first quarter. It's Kirksville 6, Clark County 2, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Back in Clark County. Clark County with the basketball. As Jim has it in the right wing. The Hunziker to the left wing. He comes to Connor Pearl in the ball game. Now Carter Briscoe on the left wing. Briscoe can't find anybody. Man-to-man defense by Kirksville. As Connor Pearl had the ball slapped out of his hands. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County ball. As 23-2. So John Boning checks in. Connor Pearl with the basketball. Gives it to Carter Briscoe on the right side of the circle. Now Hunziker right side of the circle. Gives it to Pearl on the left side of the circle. Now it's pass out to Winters. Winters to Hunziker between the two circles. As Hunziker with the dribble. Gives it out to Pearl at the top of the key. And it's offensive foul on Connor Pearl. So Connor Pearl picks up the foul. That's his first. As into inbound, Keaton Anderson. Anderson gets the ball into Danielson. Danielson across the timeline. As he finds Cole Kelly on the right wing. He gives it to Dempsey on the left side of the circle. Dempsey to Danielson. Danielson in the right corner, couldn't see as Danielson puts up a three, top of the key, no good. And Dempsey over the rebound. His hook shot, no good. And off of the rebound is Hunziker. Gets it ahead to Shin on the right wing to Hunziker between the two circles. And as Hunziker gets it to Pearl on the left side of the circle. Now Briscoe for three, no good off the side of the rim. And Dempsey off of the rebound. Dempsey to Danielson. Danielson dribbles on the right wing to the left wing. It goes to Dempsey. Three-point on the way. Bullseye out of the corner, and that would be Cole Kelly. So Kelly picks up his first points tonight. It's 9-2. Kirksville with the lead. As Hunziker has it between the two circles. Hunziker dumps it off to Briscoe in the right corner. Briscoe is stopped at the right block. Now they give it to Bowden Klein in the ball game, and now Jen has the ball stolen away by Danielson, lays it up, got it. Isaac Danielson with 2 points. And it's 11-2, Kirksville with the lead. Walking across the timeline is Colin Hunziker. Hunziker gives the ball to Shin on the left side of the circle, and he lost the handle of the basketball. Danielson stole it away and then carried it. As Chrisman checks back in the ball game, also checking into the ball game is number 55, Owen Frazier, and Jalen Kemp will check in for Kirksville. So Klein gets inbounds fast from the center circle to Connor Pearl on the right wing. Shin in the right corner. Shin kicks it back out to Hunziker between the two circles. Hunziker to Shin on the right wing. Decline between the two circles. Pearl has it on the left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce past the Briscoe on the right wing. Underneath, it comes to Klein. Gives it to Shin. Now back to Klein in the right corner. To Hunziker. 2-3 zone by Kirksville. Connor Pearl gives it to Shin on the right wing. A left wing, rather. Back to Hunziker between the two circles. Briscoe for three. Bullseye! Carter Briscoe out of the left corner hits a three, and it's 11-5. It's Kirksville. Who was it? Okay. So that was a shot put up by Isaac Danielson and made it 15-5. Kirksville with the lead. Clark County with the basketball. It was Klein. Gives it to Hunziker. Bounce past to Shin at the timeline. Now he gives the ball to Hunziker, and Hunziker could do nothing but travel with it. Clark County just a little bit out of sync right now. The Kirksville with the basketball as Drew Chrisman will bring it walking across the timeline with less than a minute left to play in the first quarter. Gets the ball to Kemp on the left wing. Now Danielson, dribble drive into the paint, lays it up, missed it, and a rebound comes off to Colin Hunziker. As Hunziker will bring it across the timeline, takes it to the right wing, looks for somebody to throw it to. Now it's fast to Carter Briscoe. His shot on the way, no good from Tan off the wing. Rebound Danielson, gets it down low, now kicks it back out, shot a three-pointer put up by Cole Kelly and missed it, and rebound it comes off to Klein. They give it to Hunziker. Carter Briscoe will try three, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Kirksville 15, Clark County 5. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
We have some cool deals chilling at C&R Markets this week with Hickory Country Bacon, only $3.99 a pound. Fresh, never frozen, boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.79 a pound. Center cut, bone-in, pork loin roast, $1.29 a pound. Uncle Ray's potato chips, two for $5. And check out our C&R digital coupons on Borden Cheeses for some great savings. And for the best deals around, check out Best Choice at CNR. From everyone at CNR Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at CNR.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 22 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 40 tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 27. turning much warmer Thursday and Friday with highs for the mid-50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 25.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School as we start the second quarter of the boys' game. Churchill leading Clark County 15-5, and Clark County will have the basketball. As Carter Briscoe will inbound to Bowden Klein. Back to Briscoe across the timeline to Klein between the two circles. As Kirksville goes back man-to-man, as Klein to the left side of the circle, Danielson on the right side of the circle, Briscoe in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Pittman now in the ball game. That's Edelman. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Yeah, Lucas Edelman is in the ball game, and off of the rebound, Keith Anderson. Anderson gives the ball to Chrisman between the two circles to Anderson back on the right wing. Now Danielson top of the key for three. No good. And Connor Pearl comes off the rebound. Gives it to Klein. Klein will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Briscoe on the left wing beyond the arc. Dribbles top of the key now. Pearl at the free throw line. Down the right lane. Kicks it out to Edelman in the right corner to Klein. For Briscoe on the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing. Out pops Edelman between the two circles. Gives it to Klein. Klein along the baseline. Puts up the shot. It partially blocked. And coming off the rebound, Camden Dempsey. Dempsey gives it to Chrisman. Chrisman directs traffic. As man-to-man defense by Clark County, they give it to Anderson. He gets it inside. And a nice handoff. Courtney put up a shot and missed it. And out with the rebound comes Clark County. Now Dennis Dent wants a timeout. 6:33 left to play in the first half. Still Kirksville 15. And Clark County 5, back in a moment. This is KMAM Sports.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years, right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. The tumor was very aggressive, and it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. St. Jude is an asset to the world. I think it's the kind of place that could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. If those lessons could be learned, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
15-5. Kirksville with the lead. 6:33 left to play in the first half. Clark County with basketball as Klein will inbound to Briscoe on the right wing to Connor Pearl, right baseline. Klein for three out of the corner. No good. Daniels with the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Grayson Daniels has 2 points. It's 15-7. Chrisman gives it to Danielson on the right wing. Now they hand it back to Anderson. Lays it up and in. 4 points for Keaton Anderson. And it's 17-7. Pressure in the backcourt by the Tigers. As Klein gives it to Daniels at the timeline. To Connor Pearl. Pearl to Edelman between the two circles to Klein on the right wing. Now Connor Pearl, right side of the circle. Klein in the right corner to Briscoe on the right side of the circle. Briscoe gives it out to Edelman between the two circles. Now fast to Daniels at the free throw line. To Briscoe, top of the key, step back three on the way. No good. And off the rebound, Nick Courtney gives it ahead to Chrisman. Chrisman had the ball stolen away by Klein. And as Klein will bring it across the timeline, Klein gives it to Briscoe in the right corner. Briscoe inside to Daniels. Off glass, down at Grayson. Daniels with four. Strong move by Daniels. 19-7. Or 19-9, rather. Kirksville over lead. There comes Danielson. Dribble drive off the right wing. Nobody there. Puts it up and in. So Isaac Danielson with 8 points. Riddling through the whole Cookville team was Bowden Klein. He has 2 points. Here comes Trissman. He takes it down the right lane, tried to put up a shot, missed it, but he was fouled on the floor, and it's going to be on Bowden Klein. So Klein picks up his first foul as in the ball game will come John Beanan. Out will go Dempsey and Fortney. So Kirchhill with the basketball. Nick Kelly, or Cole Kelly, put up a three, no good off the right wing, got his own rebound. Now they kick the ball out on the left wing. Three-pointer, bullseye. And that was Danielson again. So Isaac Danielson has 11 points in the backcourt. It's Gage Winters. Winters tried to get it to Daniels, and it's stolen away by Kelly. Well, no, that's Kelly for three. No good out of the right corner. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. So that is Cole Kelly has 5 points. 24-11. Gage Winters out of a double team. Gets it to Connor Pearl out of the double team. Pearl had it knocked away, but picks it back up, gets to the Winters on the right wing. Now Daniels tries a three out of the left corner, no good. Kirks it over the rebound. Long pass down the floor. They give it to the big guy. He puts it up and in. That's Owen Frazier. So Frazier has 2 points, 26-11. Kirks it over for the lead. Daniels has the basketball down the left corner. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Finds Edelman at the top of the key. Now Klein trying to get, force it inside to Connor Pearl. Stolen away by Kelly. Here comes Kirchfield. Across the timeline is Anderson. Right down the lane. Puts it up with the left hand. Got it. So Keaton Anderson with 6 points. And it's 28-11. Now Winters kicks the basketball. But it's picked up by Klein. Klein kicks it out to Edelman. High, arching three-pointer, no good. And Kirksville off of the rebound. As Keaton Anderson brings it across the timeline to Kelly. Out of the left corner for three. It's no good. Kelly comes off of the rebound. Gives it back to Chrisman, I think, who that was. As turned, nope, it was Danielson again. Danielson has 13. As Daniels and makes a bad pass trying to find Connor Pearl, stolen away by Kirksville as they give it to Beanan. Bannon, that's the way you pronounce it. So Anderson, spin move to the down the paint, puts up a shot off the right block, missed it, and off the rebound, Gage Winters. Gives it to Daniels. Now Edelman, top of the key. The Winters in the left corner, inside to Connor Pearl. Pearl kicks it back out. Shot's put up. No good from 15 by Gage Winters. And the rebound goes out of bounds, and it'll be Kirchhill basketball. As Hunziker checks back in, Chen checks back in, and Carter Briscoe checks back in. 1:47 left to play in the first half. Kirchhill up 30-11 with the basketball as Danielson. Gives the ball to Anderson between the two circles to Danielson. Danielson bounce pass back to Anderson, the left side of the circle. It's all about the three out of the corner. That's Beanan. And now and he lost the handle on the basketball, stolen away by Hunziker to Gage Winters. Winters will bring it across the timeline inside to Connor Pearl. It's the dotted line. Kicks it back at Briscoe. Briscoe puts it off. Glass got it. 5 points for Carter Briscoe. He's right over Owen Frazier. Danielson on the right wing to Anderson between the two circles. As Anderson gets it to Beanan at the free throw line. Inside to Frazier off glass. And it goes down. Owen Frazier with 4 points. 32-13. Kirksville with the lead. Chen with the basketball. Dribbles into a double team. And now throws the ball out of bounds. 44 seconds left to play in the first half. 32-13. Kirksville with the lead. as Keaton Anderson will inbound in front of the Kirksville bench. Gets it to Isaac Danielson. Down into the right corner it goes. They get inside to Keaton Anderson at the dotted line. Anderson will go up, lays it up, and got it. So Keaton Anderson with 8 points. That's Connor Pearl. He's fouled as he crossed the timeline. I thought he might have maybe gave a little shove. As it's going to be on Keaton Anderson. That's his first. And Clark County with the basketball. With 19 seconds. Gage Winters to the left wing. Kicks it out to Shin between the two circles. Now Briscoe for three. Full time. Carter Briscoe off the right wing. He has eight. Kirksville with the basketball. Anderson to Daniel. That was then Jalen Kent put up a 15-footer. No good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Kirksville 34. And Clark County 16, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
It's time to clear away winter's cobwebs and welcome the warm days of spring. For those home improvements that need to be made today, Exchange Bank and Northeast Missouri's home improvement loans are the answer. We can help you replace an old roof, finish the basement, or renovate the kitchen, all with competitive rates. Stop by Exchange Bank today in Cahoka, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, and ask to speak with one of our experienced and professional loan officers. We'll have you enjoying that new kitchen in no time. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you know a vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States? The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year, which leads to higher auto insurance rates for all of us. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft.
When you leave your vehicle,
always roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. And if you are out at night, always park in a well-lit area. For an extra layer of protection, install an audible alarm system or tracking system, and use steering wheel or brake pedal locks.
If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the National Insurance Crime Bureau. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. Or visit our website at www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 22 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 40 tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 27. Turning much warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 25.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School as Kirksville leading Clark County here at halftime, 34-16. Let's take a look at the scoring. First four, Kirksville. Isaac Danielson with 13 points. Drew Chrisman with two. Keaton Anderson with eight. Cole Kelly with five. Cameron Dempsey has 2 points. And Owen Frazier with four. For Clark County, Bowden Klein with 2 points. Carter Briscoe with eight. Colin Hunziker with 2 points. And Drayson Daniels with four. Scoring's going like this. Kirksville led 15-5 after one quarter. Kirksville outscored Clark 19-11 in the second quarter, and the Tigers lead the Indians here at halftime 34-16. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahoka is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me. But I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Christmas is a wonderful time of year, but it's also a time when time runs short. There are presents to buy, trees to decorate, carols to sing, and children's programs to see. Shopping in our hometown is the best Christmas time saver we know. Shop with a local merchant this year. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC.
It's Christmas time again.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Indian Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game with Kirksville leading Clark County 34-14. In the girls' game, it was Kirksville winning their third game of the year by defeating the Lady Indians 64-40 as Kirksville led it, scoring by Ellie Porter with 15 points, Channing Tata with 11 points, Deanna Jackson with 10, while Clark County led by Hope Ross with 10 points and Alexis Ellison with 21. Kirksville led 15-12 after one quarter. Kirksville outscored Clark 20-11 in the second quarter to lead 35-23 at the half. In the third quarter, Kirksville again outscored Clark County 12-7. And Kirksville led 47-30 after three. In the fourth quarter, Lady Tigers again outscored the Lady Indians 17-10. Kirksville girls won it 64-40. Kirksville improves to 3-1, while Clark County girls even their record at 3-3. Coming up tomorrow night, more basketball for you on KMEM as I'll be at Schuyler County, as Schuyler County will host Nominger girls and boys Thursday. We're going to take the day off, but come back strong Friday as Putnam County will be at Scotland County. That'll end the week for us here on KMM as far as high school basketball. And then next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, basketball on KMM, starting out with Highland at Scotland County on Monday night. So we'll have two more games this week and four games for you next week before we take the Christmas break. And after the break, we come back with the Highland Tournament, and that will feature Clark County, Scotland County, and Knox County girls and boys. 34-16, Kirksville leading Clark County, and I'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
So how are things? Family good?
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing well.
Hey, we missed you at the game last week. Is everything all right?
I just haven't been feeling like me lately.
You know I'm here for you, right? And there's support, too.
That's a cut. Beautiful, fellas. Beautiful.
Acting is one thing. Talking about suicide in real life is another.
In the military, you take challenges head on.
And now it's your turn to do the same for our veterans.
Be there for someone you care about.
Learn how you can start the conversation at betheforveterans.com.
Ever heard the expression square peg, round hole? That's how some kids choose college. They head off to the big U because that's what they're told to do. They don't even consider anything else. And it's not till later they wish they took a different path. Why not SEC? Take 2 years to figure out life without the hefty price tag, or ditch the four-year commitment altogether and start your career in half the time. In other words, square peg, square hole. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit sceciowa.edu.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Again, I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Indian Basketball. I'm your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMEM, FM, Memphis, both teams back around their respective coaches as we're just moments away from the start of the second half. Kirksville boys come in with a record of 3-0, Clark County 3-2 on the year. So Clark County down by 18. Kirksville pretty good as the Tigers didn't get a chance to really read their lineups to you. Isaac Danielson, a 6'2 junior. Drew Chrisman, 6' junior. Keaton Anderson, 6'3 a junior. Camden Dempsey, a 6'6 junior, and Nick Fortney, a 6'4 junior. As Kirksville will have the basketball to start the second half, as Anderson flips it over to Danielson on the right wing. As they give it underneath to Anderson, puts it up and in. So Keaton Anderson has 10 points, and it's a 20-point Kirksville lead. Gage Winters with the basketball. Bounce past his chin on the right wing. Now Hunziker for three. On the way, no good. And off the rebound comes Nick Fortney. Anderson across the timeline to the top of the key. Fortney into the basket. Hands it to Dempsey. Now Danielson for three. On the way out of the left corner, no good. And Hunziker comes off the rebound to Winters. Winters will bring it across the timeline. Behind the back dribble to the free throw line. Hunziker, right side of the circle, gets it out to Shen. For three, bullseye, out of the right corner, Jonathan Shen. 3 points for Shen. Kirksville with the basketball. As Chrisman tried to make a move along the baseline and lost the handle on the basketball. So it'll be Clark County ball as Klein will check back in and Winters will check out. So Bowden Klein across the timeline. Hunziker on the deep right wing. Underneath it goes to Carter Briscoe. Missed a wide open shot off the right block. And off the rebound comes Chrisman. Anderson between the two circles. Now he gives it underneath to Fortney. Dempsey missed his shot in the basket. Puts it back up. Missed it again. Too far in the basket. And Hunziker off the rebound. As Colin Hunziker will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Hunziker gets it to Daniels, put up a shot blocked by Fortney. And out with it comes Chrisman. Gives it to Daniels, and Bowden stole the ball. Picked up by Carter Briscoe, put up a shot, rejected. As Bowden Klein tried to save it in bounds, couldn't do it. As Klein was way ahead of the pack, he got down to the left block, faked Dempsey in the air. Then he went up for the shot, and Fortney right behind Dempsey blocked his shot. He goes out of bounds, and a timeout on the floor. 6:01 left to play in the third quarter. Kirksville 36, Clark County 19. Back in a moment, this is KMM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 22 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 40 tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 27. Turning much warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 25.
Bainan? Okay. And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Kirksville with the basketball. As in the corner is Anderson underneath to Danielson, puts it up and in. As Isaac Danielson has 15 points. As Gage, well, Klein will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass inside on the left block. It goes Daniels, and Daniels had his shot blocked. Out with it comes. Danielson takes it to the hoop, and that's a foul on Isaac Danielson. He was surrounded by three white jerseys that just kept on driving. So Clark County gets the ball back. And it'll be Klein to inbound underneath his own basket as Kirksville backs off the press, and it'll go half-court man-to-man as Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Shin on the left wing. Out pops Hunziker between the two circles. Now he dribbles down to the left baseline. Cut off. Gets it back to Shin on the wing. Now Shin lost the ball. Picked up by Danielson to the house. Lays it up. Missed it. But he drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Colin Hunziker. So Hunziker picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. And Danielson will go to the line. He has 15, looking for 16. Shots up, got it. 16 for Isaac Danielson. 39-19, 20-point Kirksville lead. 5:09 left to play in the third quarter. Second shot short, and Grayson Daniels pulls off the rebound. Gets it to Hunziker. Hunziker will bring it across the timeline. To the top of the key, gets it to Klein on the left wing, inside to Daniels, last pass, got it, give Klein the assist. 6 points for Grayson Daniels. Chrisman brings it across the timeline, finds Daniels on the left wing. Daniels jumps past to Chrisman on the right wing, the right corner, Anderson for three, bullseye. Keaton Anderson with 13 points. 42-21. Kirk throws the lead as Klein gives the ball to Hunziker between the two circles. Now bad pass, stolen away by Danielson to the house, tried to dunk it, and didn't do it, but gets his own rebound. Gives the ball to Dempsey, and Dempsey tried to get it back to Danielson, and goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. As now, Cole Kelly will check in. Dempsey will check out. Danielson at 6'2", tried to put it down, and it wouldn't go down. It's Klein. Fans out to the right wing to Hunziker between the two circles. As Hunziker looks for somebody around the pick set by Connor Pearl in the ball game. As he gets it out to Owen Burr, now stolen away by Kirksville. Danielson put the basket in the hole. It goes down. It counts. And he'll go to the line to shoot, try to complete the three-point play. As trying to see who the foul's going to be on. It will be on Tristan Pitford just in the ball game. As Danielson makes it, he has 19 points, and it's 45-21. Kirksville's the lead as Bowden Klein with the basketball. Gets it to Burr in the left corner. Gets it inside to Pearl, now back to Burr. Burr takes it right to the block, kicks it out to Pitford. To Klein, they've one pass too many, and it's stolen by Danielson as he gets it ahead to Chrisman, and Chrisman couldn't hang on to the pass. Now on Frazier, we'll check back in. Frazier is a 6'7 senior. So with the basketball is Owen Burr. As Burr gave it to Pitford, and Pitford lost the handle on the basketball. Kick it inside to Anderson. 10-footer, no good, but Kelly with the rebound, puts it up and in. 7 points for Cole Kelly. 47-21, Kirksville with the lead. Now we have a Kirksville timeout. I believe 2:50 left to play in the third quarter. It's Kirksville 47 and Clark County 21. back in 1 minute. This is KNAM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand that life can be hectic. That's why we've made banking so convenient for you. With our online banking service, you can check your balance, view recent transactions, and even pay bills, all at the click of a mouse. And with our mobile app, you can do the same, on your phone, anytime, any place. Come into any of our three locations, and we can help get you started. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Left to play in the third quarter of this boys' game. Kirksville leading Clark County 47-21. Clark with the basketball as Burr gives it to Hunziker, top of the key to Klein on the left wing. Back to Burr at the top of the key. Out pops Connor Pearl between the two circles. Now Hunziker between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Kirksville. Pearl gives it to Pitford on the right wing. One dribble, kicks it back to Burr. Burr jump stop into the paint, kicks the Hunziker for three. No good. Frazier comes off with a rebound. Long pass down the floor by Danielson. Danielson to the free throw line. And now Kelly down to the corner, three-pointer, bullseye. And that was, I think, Danielson. Nope, that was John Bian. Has 2 points. As Connor Pearl with the basketball in a double team on the left block, tried to get it back out to Hunziker and threw the ball out of bounds. So Hunziker sets down. Back in the ball game will come Lucas Edelman. 50-21. Kirksville the lead as Danielson across the timeline to Kemp between the two circles to Danielson. Now Kelly for three out of the right corner, no good. And Owen Burr off the rebound to Klein. Klein on the left wing. Gives it to Edelman. Trying to drive the baseline. No good. Danielson, the rebound. Puts the shot up. Went coast to coast. Put the shot up. Goes down. It counts. And he's fouled. So for Isaac Danielson, that's 21 points. And the foul's going to be on Bowden Klein. That's his second. Danielson's shot is up, missed it, but Frazier had the rebound. He falls down, and out. Clark County comes away with it. They give it to Klein. Klein tries to get it back out to number 33, would be Tristan Pitford. And Pitford went one way. He threw the ball the other way. As in the ball game comes Cameron Hauser for Kirksville. 1:15 left to play in the third quarter. 52-21, Kirksville the lead. As Jalen Kemp will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Kemp gives the ball to Beenan. As Beenan gives it down in the right corner. Ball stolen away. Bounce pass ahead. It goes to Burr. Put up a shot. No good. Pearl with the rebound. Puts it up. It still won't go. And Frazier off of the rebound. To Kelly. Kelly across the timeline. Gives it to Danielson. Now inside. The shot's put up by Jalen Kemp. He has two and gives the assist to Beenan. Clark County with the basketball. Connor Pearl in the paint. Kicks it back out to Klein. Klein gives the ball to Burr on the left wing. Inside to Connor Pearl. Left block. Over Frazier, puts the shot up, no good. Frazier comes off the rebound. Stolen away by Klein, missed it. Gets it back in among the trees, puts the shot up, no good. And Frazier off the rebound. As Frazier gives it to Kelly. To Kemp on the left wing. Now Kelly, long three on the way. Bullseye at the buzzer. That was John Beenan. And he has 6 points, and that's into the third quarter with the score. Kirksville 57, Clark County 21. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Avoid the danger. Avoid injury. It's important to know what's underground before you dig. No matter how small the job, if you're digging in your yard, call or click before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com.
Stop. Call or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Back at Clark County High School. Clark County with the basketball, trailing 51-57-21 as Gage Winters. We'll get the ball between the two circles to now to the right wing, Carter Briscoe. Briscoe puts a shot up, no good. Luke, it's on the floor. It's loose on the floor. Nobody could get a handle on it. Potato, hot potato, hot potato. And they're going to call a jump ball, and it will stay with Clark County. So Colin Hunziker will inbound underneath his own basket. Hunziker looks for somebody. Now bounce pass to Winters. Hunziker out of the right corner for three. No good. And Chrisman off with the rebound. Chrisman with the basketball brings it across the timeline. Jump pass to Anderson. Now Anderson had the ball locked out of his hand. Threw it anyway, but threw it right to Hunziker. As Hunziker will bring it across the timeline, takes it to the right wing. Out pops Gage Winters, top of the key. Cut back to Hunziker on the right wing. Give and go back to Hunziker on the right block. Hunziker will try a three. Bullseye! Colin Hunziker has 5 points. Makes it 57-24. As Chrisman, nope, that's Anderson, will take it right to the hoop, lays it up and got it. As Keaton Anderson has 15 points. We come back the other way. Jim has it on the left wing. Now Winters will drive the baseline. He's cut off. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Klein. Lays it up and got it. And it's Bowden Klein with 4 points. Placed here by Clark County. Danielson across the timeline in a double team. Looks for somebody. Just throws it up in the air. And it comes down to Colin Hunziker. Nice defense by Clark County. As Hunziker to the left wing. Now Klein on the right wing. Gage Winters to the right side of the circle to Hunziker, top of the key. Hunziker stops, pops in 15, no good. And Danielson off the rebound. Danielson brings it across the timeline and gets it inside. Now Anderson has it in the left corner. Top of the key, Dempsey for three, an air ball. And it'll be Clark County basketball. Down to 5:20 left to play in the ball game as five new players check in for the Tigers. 59-26, Kirksville's the lead. Clark County with the basketball. Gage Winters across the timeline. Decline on the right wing. Now shots put up out of the right corner by Shan. Airballed it. And out with it comes Kirksville. Chrisman winds his way around the press, gets it to Frazier, free throw line, to Kelly for three, out of the right corner, no good. Kelly gets his own rebound back, gives the ball back to Bennett. Bennett with the basketball, gets it over to Dempsey inside to Frazier, puts it up and in. Owen Frazier with six, gives the assist to Dempsey. Makes it 61-26. As Winters gives it to Hunziker. His three on the way, no good. And Beeman, that's Kelly. Now Chrisman for three, no good. Frazier with a rebound, puts it back up, no good. As Kelly gets it back, gets it to Beenan out of the corner for three. No good. Kelly, 10-footer, no good. Frazier puts it up. Missed it. But do the foul. The foul's going to be on Jonathan Chen. So Chen picked up his first. Owen Frazier will go to the line. He'll shoot a pair with 3:45 and counting left to play. First one by Frazier is up. It's no good. As Jalen Kemp will check back in. Dempsey will check out. As Frazier back in for Clark County, Tristan Pitford. Owen Burr checks in. Frazier's second free throw, no good. Chen still in the ball game. As Chen will bring it across the timeline. Kicks it out to Lucas Edelman at the top of the key. Now Burr around the top of the key. Bad pass, and it's stolen away by Beenan. As Beenan across the timeline gets the ball to Kelly on the left wing. On the right wing, he goes to Kent. Now Beenan on the right wing. Frazier at the high post. Kelly with the left hand puts up the shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on, well, I thought you said 44. No, it's going to be on 33, Tristan Pitford. That's his second. And Kelly at the line, shooting two. First one up, got it. So that's 8 points for Cole Kelly. 62-26. 2:25 left to play in the ball game as Kelly eyes it, fires it, and got it. So Kelly with 9 points. As with the basketball is Tristan Pitford. Gets the ball to Edelman between the two circles. Now Chen on the right wing. Chen gets it down in the corner. That's to Pitford, and he picked up the shot, missed it, but he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. So Tristan Pitford has a foul. I'll wait to see. They haven't put up a foul yet, but Tristan Pitford's first shot up, got it. First point for Pitford. The foul was going on Cole Kelly. Pitford's second free throw up, no good. Pitford gets his own rebound, kicks it back out, top of the key. Shot's put up by Klein, bullseye. Bowden Klein with 7 points, 63-30. Kirkville with the lead and the basketball. 1:13 left to play as Kelly gets the ball inside to Frazier. Shot's put up, no good. Frazier gets a rebound, puts it back up and in. 8 points for Owen Frazier. As with now, Pitford with the basketball on the left wing. Inside to Burr, and a bad pass stolen away by Kirksville. So that's Beenan with the basketball. He'll bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Kent in the right corner to Beenan. Now Kelly gets it inside to Frazier, puts the shot up, missed it, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Owen Frazier over the back. So Frazier picks up his first foul. That's only the third team foul against Clark County, or Kirksville, rather, with 20 seconds. Pitford will inbound to Edelman. Edelman across the timeline to Pitford between the two circles. Pitford gets it in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Kirksville comes off the rebound. And they'll just probably, as Beenan with the basketball, he'll get it to Kelly. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Kirksville 65 and Clark County 30. I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter, take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy-duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia.
The current price of scrap is $145 a
ton. Warmer weather is just what the doctor ordered. A day on the lake is a perfect way to wash away those winter blues. As you head out to Missouri's waterways, remember to take the important things with you. Your boater safety card is required if you were born after January 1, 1984. Personal flotation devices like life jackets are a must, and sunscreen is smart. Remember to take your courtesy with you and be considerate with your wake. Have fun, and we'll see you on the water. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol and KMEM.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Your home is a big investment. If you live in a condominium or homeowners association, decisions by your board and community manager affect you. Is your board knowledgeable? Is your manager trained? Is your investment protected? CAI, Community Associations Institute, can give you the tools to protect your home and community. CAI is a nonprofit organization with resources for your board, community managers, and free information for homeowners like you. CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It's the final as the Kirksville Tigers win their fourth game of the year by defeating Clark County 65-30. Taking a look at the scoring first four, Kirksville, Jalen Kent with 3 points, John Beanan with 6 points, Isaac Danielson with 21 points, Drew Christman with 2 points, Keaton Anderson with 15, Cole Kelly with 9, Cameron Dempsey with 2, and Owen Frazier with 8 points. For Clark County, Bowden Klein with 7 points, Carter Briscoe with 8, Jonathan Shin with 3, Colin Hunziker with 5 points, Tristan Pittsford with 1, and Grayson Daniels with 6. Scoring a like this, Kirksville jumped out 15-5 after one quarter. Kirksville outscored Clark 19-11 in the second quarter to lead 34-16 at the half. In the third quarter, Kirksville outscored Clark 23-5. Kirksville led 57-21 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Clark County outscoring Kirksville 9-8. Kirksville wins it 65-30. Kirksville improves to 4-0, while Clark County evens their record at 3-3. In the girls' game, it was Kirksville winning their third game of the year by defeating Clark County 64-40. Kirksville led in scoring by Ellie Porter with 10 points. Channing Tata with 11 points. Jenna Jackson with 10 points, while Clark County led by Hope Ross with 10. And Alexis Ellison with 21. Kirksville led 15-12 after one quarter. Kirksville outscored Clark 20-11 in the second quarter to lead 35-23 at the half. In the third quarter, Kirksville outscored Clark 12-7, and Kirksville led 47-30 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Kirksville outscored Clark 17-10, and Lady Tigers won it 64-40. Kirksville 3-1, Clark County 3-3. So it was a Kirksville sweep tonight here at Clark County High School. Again, the girls score. Kirksville defeats Clark County ladies 64-40. Kirksville 3-1, Clark County girls 3-3. And the boys game you just heard, just completed. It was Kirksville led by Isaac Danielson with 21 points, Keaton Anderson with 15. Clark County led by Carter Briscoe with 8 points, and Kirksville wins 65-30. Kirksville goes to 4-0, while Clark County 3-3. Tomorrow night, it's Nominger at Schuyler County. You'll hear it right here on KMEM. For producer Dave Bowden from Clark County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Clark County sponsors, and they include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia and Edina, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, by the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, the Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton.